She steps over a steel hawser, slipping slightly in the mud. She's beginning to feel she's wasting her time here when she could be talking to the accident survivors. The captain of the Lady dropped dead of a heart attack a month after the inquiry, but she can still track down other members of the crew living in the area. Maybe they'll be more willing to talk now the heat has died down. She swings around at the sudden sound of metal on metal behind her. She scans the yard, cursing her limited vision. There's no sign of movement. Maybe it was a stray cat, or the wind. And then, she hears it again. A clank, and then a scrape, as if someone is climbing a metal ladder. It's coming from the far side of the marina. Quinn maneuvers around the hull of an abandoned dredger as quickly as she dares, slipping and sliding on the slimy causeway. Someone is descending a ladder from the roof of a two-story storage shed behind the dredger. Her flash of red hair is unmistakable. Quinn watches as Rose Gray jumps the last three rungs. She must be 17 by now. She's looking increasingly like her mother, especially with her hair caught back in a flaming ponytail beneath a navy baseball cap, highlighting the newly angular planes of her face. She's wearing khaki cargo pants and a denim jacket, both of which are marked with dirt and rust. She doesn't seem even slightly surprised to see Quinn.
"Oh, you're here,"
Rose says, as if she's been waiting for her all along.
"Listen, I've got something I need to tell you."